Kathleen Sinclair. I'm back with you to challenge the hell out of aging. I hope you're doing great. Now, I just want to talk to you about this little epiphany I had recently. And I was talking with Dr. Paul Sheely about a scientific paper that I was working on. He's a mentor of mine. I've worked with him for many years. He gave me some great advice. He said, start with a purpose. So I thought, whoa, okay. So what's your purpose for reading that article, he said. And I thought, whoa, okay. I hadn't thought about the purpose. I was just kind of droning through it, you know, trying to get some major points. But once I could set my purpose for reading the article, it became so much easier. Such a simple idea. So, you know, I started setting a purpose for everything I do, and I recommend you do it too. I set my purpose for my walk, which is connect with nature and set the tone for the day and do my breathing and become calm and see the beauty. And I found that I looked at things differently and I paid a lot more attention. And I also do a lot of writing during the day, sometimes long pieces, sometimes short pieces. And I set a purpose for that writing session, even if it's just a little blog post or whatever. And things just start falling into place. So I'm just writing along and it just makes a lot of sense. So imagine the ways that you can start tasks or your day or a conversation with somebody or a meeting or anything if you have a purpose. And I bet it will work for you too. So that mindset, you know, we're all about this mindset we have here of starting with a purpose definitely changed how I address each day. And I want to hear back. I want to hear if that works for you too. And particularly if you've ever tried this. Maybe the word you describe is setting goals, which is fine, making your list, whatever that is. But I'd love to hear about what tools you use to get focused and get motivated. And I'll talk to you later. Ta-ta.